Okay, good work. Parshas Tetzaveh begins, of course, with the opening pasuk, the first source, Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Chav, which says, "Ato Tetzaveh Bnei Yisrael." Moshe is commanded to tell Bnei Yisrael, to command Bnei Yisrael, "Bikui Elecha Shemen Zayizoch Kasis Lamor Halos Ner Tomid." He's told to tell Bnei Yisrael to bring pure olive oil and so on for the purpose of lighting the menorahs and so on. So the Balaturim has a famous comment on the word Tetzave, which I printed in the second source. The Balaturim says, Tetzave Begematria Noshim Tziva. Right? It commanded women, Remez Lahadlokas Haner Lenoshim Chova B'Shabbos. This is a remez to the idea that there's an obligation upon women to light the Shabbos candles. The pasuk is obviously not talking about Shabbos candles, it's talking about lighting the menorah in the Mishkan and subsequently the Beis HaMikdash every day. But nevertheless, the Balaturim, as he not infrequently does, finds a remez, this time, as other times also, based upon the Gematria. Again, Tetzaveh adds up to the value of Noshim Tziva. So there's a remez that women were commanded to light the candles on Shabbos. Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Chof Hayam and Beis in Perek Bemem Adlikin, that's the third source. The Mishnah says, you know, in Perek Bemem Adlikin, which many of us say between Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv on Friday night, lists off which types of oils and wicks are suitable for lighting on Shabbos, and Rabbi Shmuel disqualifies a certain type, and that's what the Gemara is talking about there on Chof Hayam and Beis. Rabbi Shmuel says you can't light a certain type of candles out of a certain type of material. My timer, Omar Rava Mitoch Sherecho Ra, because this particular item, which Rabbi Shmuel disqualifies, gives off an unpleasant odor, right? Recho ra. Gzeira shemei anichena v'yetzeh. Because we're afraid the person will light the Shabbos candles with that material, and it gives off such a foul odor that the person will leave the room. They won't sit in the room where the Shabbos candles are. So Amale Abayis. Abayis says, v'yetzeh, so he'll go out of the room. So what? He did the mitzvah, accomplished the mitzvah of Shabbos candles, he lit it. So what if he goes to a different room? So go to a different room, v'yetzeh. Amale, no. Shani Omer Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Chova. The Rabbi answered, because I hold that Hadlokas Ner on Shabbos is obligatory. What does it mean? The Omer Rav Nachman Bar Rav Zav, the Omer Rav Nachman Bar Rav Omer Rav, Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Chova. Hadlokas Ner on Shabbos is a Chova. Now what exactly does that mean? We'll see in a second. As opposed to, continues the Gemara, Rechitzos Yadayim Raglayim B'chamen Arvis Rishus. Washing your hands and feet. Now it's bathing on Erev Shabbos. That's a good idea, but it's only optional. It's not absolutely obligatory. But I hold that it is in fact a mitzvah. My mitzvah, Nisai Tamar B'Yehuda Marav, Kachayim and Hagash B'Yehuda Bar Eloi, the great Tanar B'Yehuda. Erev Shabbos, Mevimlo Arevim Leah Chamen. Every Erev Shabbos they bring a tub, a vat full of hot water, the roches panav yadav rago, he bathed himself in his atta v'yoshu b'sadina mitziyotin, his rare special garments, and the domal of Malach Hashem Tzvachos, fine. But what about regards to the candles? So Rashi comments in source number four, Rashi says, what kind of business? You're not allowed to use certain materials to light candles because you won't stay in the room with the candles. Abaye says, and so? So go out, Mayach Paslon, what do we care? So he says, no. A rabbi answered, no, Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Chova, says Rashi. Chova is Kvod Shabbos Hu. The purpose of the candles is for covered Shabbos, says Rashi. She'ein Se'uda Chashuva Ela B'Makom Or Ke'ein Yomam Perek Pasul Yuma Ayin Hem Beis. Rashi first says, Gemara Yuma, that tells us that a person does not enjoy a meal as much when he can't see, even though we usually assume food is subjected to the sense of taste, but we know that the sense of sight also plays a major role in terms of food. In fact, a good part of the catering industry is based on that idea, right? A lot of times, it's not just the food, but it's the presentation. My wife sometimes wants to be careful when she serves a meal not to have different foods of the same color on the plate. The food on the plate, to me, it matters what it tastes like. It all goes to the same place. But you want to have a white vegetable and a green vegetable, blue vegetable, whatever. Different thing, huh? It has to look nice. Caterers are rated based on their presentation. It's not just on what the food tastes like. You have to see it. The whole thing, how you present food. Look at the culinary magazines. A lot of fuss about what the presentation looks like. So the Gemara was aware of this. And the Gemara says that a blind person doesn't enjoy the food as much, even though it's mainly a matter of taste. What it looks like also makes a difference. So you certainly don't have, says Rashi, a suda chashuva other than in a place where you have light, where it's bright, where you can see. So therefore Rashi is saying the Friday night meal But remember, there's no electricity in those days, so if you didn't have candles burning, you didn't see. So therefore, Rashi says it's Kavod Shabbos, because you want to have the meal in a place where you can see. And that's why we're concerned the person's going to leave. The whole purpose of the candles is to enhance the meal, says Rashi. And that's what the Abaye is. What do you mean, the Abaye is, let him go out? No, Rava says the whole idea is to have the candles where you're having your Suda. We don't want them to go out of it. It smells unpleasant, so you're not going to want to stay in that room. That's the idea. Okay? Whereas the Chitz Yadayim Raglayim Arvis Lil Shabbos, in Arab Shabbos, is only perhaps only optional, but really a mitzvah like a Behuda. But I want to focus for the moment on the fact that Rashi says, what is the nature of the mitzvah of Adlokas Neiris on Shabbos? Chova Kvod Shabbosu. It's a din of Kavod Shabbos. Now, keep that in mind. If you look at the next source, the Rambam in Perek Hey of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Eino Rishus. Lighting candles for Shabbos is not optional. In Rotza Madlik Vim Rotza Eino Madlik. Okay, it's not, you know, sort of optional. If you want to light, you can light. If you don't want to light, you can't. You don't have to light. Below mitzvah she'eno chayav lirdof acharei she'asen kagon erev chatzeres on tilsa daim la'achila. It's not exactly a mitzvah that, you know, you can decide that you don't have to pursue it because you don't want to. Let's say, is there a mitzvah on tilsa daim? Well, only if you want to eat. You don't have to go, you know, you don't have to decide to eat just so you can do the tilsa daim, right? However, he says this is elachova, and first the Rambam tells an important din. The echad Anoshim ve'echad noshim. This applies both to men and to women. Contrary to what some people think, Hadlokas Neiris on Shabbos is a mitzvah upon men as well. Despite our gematria from the Balaturim of Noshim Tziva in the beginning of our Seder, the Rambam says in terms of the basic halacha, echad anoshim ve'echad noshim chayoven lios bevatehem ner dolach b'Shabbos. Have to have candles burning on Shabbos. Okay? Afilu eino mayochal. Even if a person is so poor, he has to beg for his food. Shoel al apsochem. He has to go knocking door to door. Velokech Shemun Madlikas Haner, and then the Rambam adds Shezeh Bichlal Oneg Shabbos. That's part of Oneg Shabbos. And then he says V'Chayv Levarachol Madlaka Baruch Atzeh Shemakem Achol Mashir Kedshon Son Vahadlik Meir Shul Shabbos Kederach Baruch Hakol Dom Shul Chayv Bohem Divrei Sofrim. Only mitzvah Rabbanan, right? But just like we make this bracha on Chanukah and on Mikra Megillah and so on, we make it here too. But again, the Rambam identifies the mitzvah of Adlokas Ner Shabbos as connecting to Oneg Shabbos. A little bit different than Rashi, who said it's Kavod Shabbos. It's a possibly two different angles as to what the nature of the mitzvah is. Kavod Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos, we'll talk about that shortly. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Sun Reish Samech Gimel Siv Bei, source number 6, the Shulchan Aruch says, again, straight out, first of all, Echad HaAnoshim, Ve'echad HaAnoshim, men, women, everybody, Chayav Lios Batem Ner Dolak B'Shabbos, Afil Ein Lama Yachol, Shol Al Apsach Melokeh Shem Al Ekzaner. Again, quoting the Rambam, Shezeh Bichlal Oneg Shabbosu. So far, we've seen now two different angles. Rashi says it's a din and kavod Shabbos. Both the Rambam and the Mechaber say it's oneg Shabbos, but everybody seems to agree it's obligatory on both men and women. There's no chiluk at this point. However, Tosus, in the next source, Tosus on Natsugin Shabbos Chof Hayamid Beis, Tosus says, Yomasa Adlokas Nebbe Shabbos Chova, Tosus explains, Pirish B'mokum Suda. Right, it's the chiyuv is to have candles burn and b'mokum suda. The chovahu sheyiso b'mokum haner mishum oneg. Again, Tosas is not like Rashi. Tosas says more like the Rambam. Right, it's a din and oneg. Right, the whole idea is to enhance the meal. The meals that you eat on Shabbos are a din a kiyum. We've spoken about that in the past. The meals you eat on Shabbos are kiyum and oneg Shabbos. So therefore, the full oneg, the full pleasure comes when it's light, when everybody's around the table and it's bright and you know, attractive in the room and so on. Abai would never have questioned. Abai wasn't questioning Adlokas Neiris in general. Abai was only asking, you know, let the person go out of the room. What's the big deal? Abai thought, okay, the main thing is to light the candles, and that's it. So if you lit them, who cares if you stay in the room? That's what Abai wasn't questioning the concept altogether of lighting candles. Abai was aware there's an obligation because there's a later Mishnah, which we'll see in a second. I printed in Source 8 the Tosus quote. Atnan lekamen daf lamed alef and beis al gimel averes noshim mesos and so on. Al shenin zirus Adlokas Neiris. You can see the Mishnah in Source 8. It's Lamed Aleph and Beis and Shabbos. Al Shalosh Averes Noshim Mesos B'Shas Leidos and Al Shein and Zir Neidah B'Chalav Ad Lachas Aner. Those three mitzvahs. So we know that Chazal sometimes identify certain onshin with certain averes, right? Like, for example, Chazal identified the punishment of Tzaras with Loshon Hara. In other places, Chazal identify other punishments with other mitzvahs or other averes. So here too, this is one of the places where Chazal identify Rachman Latzan, a terrible thing. A person dies, a woman dies in childbirth. So the Chazal identify that with lack of care concerning either the mitzvahs of Nidah, Hasbrocha, Chala, or Adlokas Haner.
It might be. It sounds like maybe classified as a Chof HaBayis, is it?
Well, it's a good question. Right. Maybe the language is that you look back in the Rambam. The Rambam says Echad Anoshim Echad in the source is five. Echad Anoshim Echad Anoshim Chamaliels Bibotehen Ner Dalak B'Shabes Enachanami. But this Tosus is a source already that points to something unique about women. That's why I'm bringing this in. In other words, before we said we agree Echad Anoshim Echad Anoshim, but here the Gemara brings in, or Tosus brings in, it's a Mishnah really, that there's something special about women with regards to this mitzvah, because we see that women who fail to do this mitzvah does get some kind of punishment.
When you're out and it's near goal of whatever the case is,
yeah,
should you find a wife?
So let's see. We'll see. We'll try and come to that. Yeah.
Ram said, "I feel like my ingo mashi yofa."
Yeah.
The Ram says that there's a separate mitzvah that the wife can't do.
Yeah, I was thinking about that because he said, but I think there he means Elam Yochum in general. He's so poor that he has to beg for his food. So he should also beg for oil. Could be what you're saying. Could be. I'm not sure. Okay, so but Tosus in that, based on that Mishnah, the Aflam and Aleph and Beis, Tosus brings up this notion of women having a particular role. Now, where does that come from? So the Rambam in Source 9, Parakei v'Chashavas Halacha Gimel, writes, Hamadlik Tzorach L'Hadlik M'Vod Yom. Obviously, Kodem Shkiyas Hachama. You have to light the candles. Obviously, for Shabbos. Starts. And then he writes, "V'noshim mitzuvos al dovozer yoser min ha'anoshim," meaning even though he said in halacha aleph that echad anoshim, echad anoshim, echad anoshim achayev, here in halacha gimel, the same parak hayev of the Shabbos, the Rambam stresses that "noshim mitzuvos al dovozer yoser min ha'anoshim." Why? It's a very practical reason. Lefi shehein mitzuyos babotim, v'hein asukos melechas habayis. Generally speaking, in the Rambam's days and today, it's generally more often the woman who is doing the preparation for Shabbos. She's in the house, she's setting up the, you know, cleaning the house and making the beds and whatever else has to be done, getting the house together, cooking. The women are more involved, and therefore this mitzvah goes to them. But this, because, well, it doesn't mean men are off the hook, they have nothing to do with this mitzvah. Men have to make sure also the mitzvah is taken care of. Right? The three things, the mitzvah says, three things supposed to say before Shabbos. One of them is, okay, light the candles, right? So therefore the Rambam tells us that men are not completely off the hook. The Shulchan Aruch also in the same seminar, Chaim Sin Reish Tam Gimel Siv Gimel Source 10, Hanoshim Muzharos Bo Yoser Mipnei Shemitzuyos Babayis Vasroskos Bitzorche Habayis. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch passes like this as well. What? Make sure that that's a question, and we're not talking about that. There's a question where they have to actually say it, and just make sure it's done. The chiyuv of dibur, so to speak. So shows the dorm sort of adam lomar reveisar shavas. Was it isaratim ravtim? Then hadlikus on air. So that is the discussion. What it means, you actually have to say it, just make sure that it's done. But my point is, the men have a responsibility. But the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam both say that women have somehow a greater obligation. But why? It seems only to be a practical matter. The women are around; they're the ones in the house, and this is part of getting ready for Shabbos. Okay? And the Mishnah Berurah comments, huh? Oh, we'll get that too. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Yud Aleph, Source 11, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hanoshim Mechuyobo, Hanoshim Muzharos, and he writes, this has a practical halacha consequence. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Afilu im yirtzeh habal lahadlik ba'atzmo, let's say the husband wants to do it. He thought, I want to light the candles, right? So he says, no, Aisha Kodemes, she has preference. And if she'll agree, is one thing. But the woman takes precedence in this mitzvah. She has kadima, okay? Unless there's a Mishnah Berurah. In lo, sheyesh harbe neros, yochalu gamkin lahadlik. Let's remember, in those days, they weren't just lighting candles in the room where they were eating, like we have the Shabbos over there, because we have electric lights in the other room. But they would light candles, presumably, in other places in the house also, as we'll see shortly. So that array, the husband can light some of them too. It's not that the woman is the only person, but in terms of the basic mitzvah, it's a mitzvah more on the woman, and she has the first, the right of first dibs. Okay, again, even if he wants to. Then he says, "Echshiyoletis b'shabbos shonam madlik habal mevarach." That's a different thing. If she's not home, whatever, so husband has to light. If she's a yoletis and so on. The kafa chayim, the Sa'adi Posek, in the same seminar, chayim sim reish sam of gimel. It's not on the pages. In Oschof Beis, he writes. Miyum kadam ish v'hidlik ein lishto elav tarumas. You know, we spoke about this once before. If you swipe a mitzvah from somebody else, so you have to pay what's called the asar zehuvin. There's a fine if you grab someone else's mitzvah. So the kafachayim paskins here, we don't go that far over here. We don't say that the husband chaps arayin and lights the candles before the wife. So ein lishto elav tarumas. She has the right to gripe about it, but aval ein lishto elav shalom kichotek mitzvah asar zehuvin. Why? Kevin da mitzvah tell us olav nami v'habayis v'haner shol. It's his house. Probably primarily, at least his house too. Therefore, this is quoted from the Chidol, the Masik Bocha. So he says that there's no Asar Zahum. However, when we call Mokum, we hear Tzabala Hadlik Mokum Shena or Shus B'yodo, right? If he wants to light us in the bedroom, the hallway, someone else, he certainly can. However, Rak Shelo Yivarech Elo Isha Tevarech Alaner Shemadlakas Madlekas Esau Shulchan. The Brocha of the Hadlik Ner Shul Shabbos, that's only the woman in the place where you eat. You light other candles in the house, because, hey, husband can do that too, but there's no bracha on those candles. You know, huh? It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. According to the Gemara, it would appear yes, because the basic mitzvah, the way we formulated in the Gemara, was that the chova is where you have the meal. Right? So the other rooms are not part of the chova. The other mitzvah, we'll see other reasons, but I would say yes. In Oschav Gimel, the Kafachayim writes, he talks about a woman who's a Isha Ledes, doesn't light, and so on. You know, I mentioned in the past, well, sometimes they bring her a candle, and she does light, or where she is. You know, we have, some people have a minute, they light a candle. The basic minute is to light two candles, right? Shal Shomer and Zohar. Some communities, many communities probably, the women light as many as children as they have. That's how many they light, two candles and one more for each child. So I once heard that the mokra for that is, or a mokra for that is, that very often the women were not home, not like today, the woman has a baby on Tuesday, she's home Wednesday. Right? One time she was in the hospital for a while, usually over Shabbos. So when she was in the hospital, she didn't light that Shabbos. Since there's a din when you don't light, even though that's a different, because that wasn't on purpose, we have a din when a woman misses a Shabbos of lighting candles, she lights an extra candle as a knas from then on. So here it's not the knas, it was not passable, right? And even to light in the hospital was probably unsafe and so on. So she missed that Shabbos, and then when she had the baby, so she lights an extra candle, and then she has an extra. Maybe that's a concept, I don't know. But anyway, the Kafachayim quotes that minig, although not what I just said. Yeah. Then he writes another issue. What if there are a lot of women in the house? They should split it up, and probably the Yotzi with one bracha. That always comes up in a hotel or something when they have the, you know, they let you light in the rooms. It's a different discussion, but they have this big table, you know, where they have lots of candles. That's questionable whether more than one person make a bracha, because it's so the extra candles don't add anything. It's, you know, so that's a different issue. Okay. Anyway, that's the din in terms of the basics. So we found now that there is some kind of a preference for women, but so far the only reason we saw was that because they're in the house. It's part of getting ready for Shabbos. Okay, but if the husband's around, l'chora, you know, it's his mitzvah as well. However, we do find something else in the Yerushalmi and in the Midrash. We go back to the sheets now, the source 13. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos. This is in Perek Beis Halacha Vav, Daf Chof Mar Aleph in the Vilna edition. It says as follows: V'adlokos haner, women. Why is it that women have this terrible punishment that they lose their lives in childbirth and so on? What's it to do? Again, I said before, many times we find Chazal associated certain onshim with certain averes. So this is one of them. So what's the reason? V'adlokos haner. Adam Arishon, so it says Nida and Chala and so on. So he explains why Nida, because Adam Arishon was domo shel olam, and she extinguished she you know, by giving him from the Eitz Hadas, so she brought me into the world. Really, just the last line. He talks about Nidan Chala here also, but it says maybe the last line and a half. Adam Arishon Nero Shel Olam Haya. He was the candle of the world. Shenemar Nero Lekin Nishmas Adam. But Garmalo Chava Misa. And Chava brought death by giving him from the Eitz Hadas. So Lefichach Mosu Mitzas Haner Leisha. That's a tikkun, so to speak, is to light candles. Good. The Gemara in that's the Yerushalmi. The Babli in Shabbos has something similar. On the Aflamid Beis and Aleph says Neshama Shenasatim Kriya Ner, like the Ner is compared to Neshama Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Ner Lakin Nishmas Adam Al Iske Ner His Heart Ischem Imatem Mekaymenos Samutim Rav Harena Notel Nishmasen. I gave you a mitzvah concerning a Ner. Ner corresponds to Neshama. If you're not careful about the Ner, so I'm going to take away your Neshama. That's the Babli. Aflamid Beis and Aleph. Rashi explains Harena Notel Nishmasen. He says in the middle of the line, Rashi says the noshim nitzavu akach kedarminim brachus rabba he ibda chalasu om shayada nitzvah adam rishon shnitzvah kechala the kavsa neiru shalom shafadamo the ode she tzarcha habayis tulin ba. The Rashi mentions the two reasons why women are more in tune with this mitzvah, are more commanded in terms of this mitzvah. He mentions a second as a ra'od, what we saw before in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that tzarcha habayis tulin ba. But he also mentions this thing that it's a tikkun for that aver. That's exactly what it says in Bereishis Rabba. I printed the Medrash in Source 16, Bereishis Rabba. A parsha Yud Zayin at the end of Siman Ches, it says Mipnei Ma Nitol Mitzvos Nida, and so on. So at the very end, Mipnei Ma Nitol Mitzvos Ner Shabbos, Omer Lahen Ayvei Shakovson Ishmos Shalom Rishon Afichah Nitol Mitzvos Ner Shabbos. Same thing in the Tanchuma, the very beginning of Parshas Noah, Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu Al Kama Veres Noshem Meisos Bishasli Dosan, and so on. So one of his adlokas on there, and there it mentions in the second line, very important in the Medrash, it quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya, the Kanadrosha, the Karosol Shabbos Oneg. Okay? Right? There's an important comment. Then he goes on to say some of the things we said before in the other medrash that she gets is because she extinguished Ner Shel Olam. But what I wanted to bring up in this medrash on Chum as well, again, the first medrash on Chum in Parshas Noah, Hosalot, Pasuk says, V'karas al Shabbos Oneg. Right, that's a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Nun Ches, which we happen to lane on the Yom Kippur. It's after Yom Kippur, so it says there the Karos al Shabbos Oneg, and its drasha here in the Tanchuma is Zuhad Lokas Haner B'Shabbos. Again, like the Rambam said, it's included under the idea of Oneg Shabbos. Included under Oneg Shabbos. Now we say that the woman has somehow more responsibility because it's a tikkun for the chait of the etadas and giving to her husband and so on. The Mishnah Brura, it's a mistake, source 18, and a mistake printed Sivkotten, Yerbeis, should be Sivkotten, it's printed Yeralef, it should be, sorry, printed Yergimel, should be Yerbeis, and then some Reis Samach Gimel, Varachayim, Sivkotten, Yerbeis, says, Mipnei Shemitsuyos, Va'od Tam, Mipnei Shekovson, Nereshul Olam, Shagorma, Misalam, Arishon. Okay, he mentions both things, right? The same thing, because she's Mitzuya, she has more to do with the household, and she extinguished the light of Adam Arishon. What it says, Umikol Mokum, what Jackie said before, Tov, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sha Ishi Sakin Aneros. The husband should do something with the candle, and get back to that later. Now, so all of these ideas put, other than Rashi, that we saw at the very beginning, who mentioned covered Shabbos in connection with Adlokas and there, all of this indicate that it's more under the midst of Oneg Shabbos. And Tosa says that as well. In the next source, is Shabbos Daf Chof Hamad Beis, same Daf Diras Chova. So he mentions two important things. One, he says, V'yeshirotzim lomar de'ein levarech Adlokas ner. There are some Rishonim who hold there's no broch on Adlokas ner, midekorile Chova. Because it's called in the Gemara by this unusual term chova, and he quotes the Gemara in Chulin, Kedamrina Chulin Kofei Mayim Achronim Chova. The Gemara has the same thing. We know that we wash before meal, we make a bracha on Tilos Adayim. What about Mayim Achronim? Those people are what? The Gemara talks about a din to wash Mayim Achronim. Many people, Tosa says, doesn't apply anymore today, because the Iker Takono is because they used to have a certain type of salt which you got on your fingers and you rubbed it in your eyes, so it was dangerous, so it was a health concern. So the we don't do it anymore. The Rambam says it's still applicable today, so some people are more strict about it than others, different than Hagen, but the Gemara calls it Chova, but nobody makes a broch on it. And even those people who are makar on Mayim Achronim, whenever they eat bread, but they don't make a bracha on Tisa Daim, that's only Mayim Rishonim. So why? Because the Gemara calls Mayim Achronim Chova, the Gemara Chulin. So it says the Tosis over here, well, you see that something called a Chova doesn't have a bracha. Still be obligatory without a bracha. However, Tosis disagrees. The Omer Rabbein Atam, Shibush to Shibush, it's not a mistake. It's not correct. It's a mistake. The low domino Mayim Achronim, the low Havi Elo Hatzol of Alma. There, it's only the safeguard from this dangerous salt. And there's no mitzvah quality to it. So it doesn't have a bracha. But here, look what he says: Avad Lokas Ner He Chova Shal Mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos. Again, it's not the same as Mayim Achronim, which is just a preventative, a safety concern. Mayim Achronim is a safety concern. So Taka has no bracha. Hadlokas Neros is called a chova, but it's connected to a mitzvah, namely the Oneg Shabbos is a mitzvah for sure. Okay, so he says Hadlokas Neri chova shom mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos, and he quotes that there are other chovas that have a bracha. The Rosh says the same thing in the next source, Perek Beis of Shabbos in Siman Yud Ches. Hadlokas Neri Shabbos Shayach be bracha. The East be mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos again. Stressing Oneg Shabbos. Okay? However, the reason that Gemara calls it a chova is to contrast it with bathing for Shabbos. Also right, but that's not the same kind of obligation, not the same kind of chova. There is one other aspect which many People write on this, sort of make it a third aspect. You know, Rashi said about COVID, most people here talk about Oneg. There's a third thing, and that's right, Shalom Bayis, that's the Gemara on Shabbos, alludes to it here, Chav Hayam and Beis, Pasuk and Eicha. It says, "Vatiznach mishalom nafshi noshisi tovo." My vatiznach mishalom nafshi amar abelvo zu adlokas ner b'shabbos. Adlokas ner b'shabbos. That refers to shalom. And Rashi there, next source 22. Rashi says, "Adlokas ner b'shabbos shalohel imad lahadlik b'makom she'ein ner ein shalom shaholech v'nichshol v'holech pafelav." There's no candles, so people bump into each other. You step on somebody's toe, and you know, especially if you have little kids. You know, there's dark. So one little kid, he steps on his toe, so he hits him in the back of the head. Then he elbows him in the ribs. Sometimes it happens with the lights. But certainly without the lights, you know, and adults also, it's annoying. You bump into somebody and so on. So it's not pleasant. Okay, and the truth is, I don't have it on the sheets, but the earlier Gemara in Shabbos, Chof Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says that the Gemara discusses what if a person has limited funds. Remember that Gemara we talked about at Chanukah time. A person has enough either for Ner Beiso or Ner Chanukah. What should he do? There's a question of expenditure of funds, expenditure of limited funds. So there's a priority. What if he has enough only for wine for Kiddush versus Ner Chanukah? I think I spoke about this here, Chanukah. What if a person has enough for Ner Chanukah, enough for wine for Kiddush, what takes precedent, and Tadir, and all these things. So that's the sugya earlier in Shabbos called Gimel and Beis. So there it says Ner Beiso takes precedence over Ner Chanukah because of Shalom Bayis. And Rashi explains he's talking about Ner Shabbos. Some say that sort of Ner Beiso there means general, having lights in a house. But Rashi is talking about Shabbos because there's this element of having light in Shabbos. A person shouldn't sit in the dark. People are mitzvah, they have agmas nefesh when they're sitting in the dark. And that's what the Mordechai stresses. We look in source 23, it's back on the sheets now. The Mordechai is in Shabbos, Simon Reish Sari Dalad. Rem is Reish Sari Dalad. It's off Ayin Beis on Alf and the Dapei Arif. He quotes Omer Maharam, the Bachurim Ahochim Limor Chutz Lebesim, Srichen Lahad Bekner Shal Shabbos Bechadrom, Ulevorach Alav Mishum Dadlokas, Nebbe Shabbos, Chova Mishum Shalom Bayis. Even Bokharim, who are not going to eat there, okay? Even they're not going to eat there. They're eating somewhere else. They eat in the dining room of the yeshiva or whatever. They eat tagged by somebody else or whatever. But they should still light candles. It's a chova mishum, even with a bracha. It's a chova mishum shalom bayis, because they're going to come back to the room eventually, right? Shalom yikosho be'eitz, so they'll trip over wood, over stones or whatever. But if you're with your wife, say ain't tzarich lahadlik b'chadar v'lachol, because you're ishto v'rachas alav, and so on. Okay, but the fundamental idea here, sort of third idea, is that shalom bayis is another reason for lighting Shabbos candles. I thought that one could say, and we'll see others do say it, that shalom bayis, that's really part of oneg, I think. You know, there's not a separate category, it seems to me. It's not a separate category, shalom bayis. Oneg Shabbos, so if there's no shalom bayis, so what kind of oneg is there going to be? If everyone's angry at each other and you can't see, and you ask them to pass the salt instead of pass the pepper because you couldn't see, and now you ruined your soup, so yeah.
So doesn't shalom bayis in trouble?
I would think so, yeah. But I'm saying it's part of it.
What is included is even
from. Sure, I hear you, yeah.
The wife doesn't like what you think is owning.
Right, that's true. That's true. Shalom, right. Exactly. Right. Too much sleeping or whatever, right? Okay.
Now, communion would be yeah. Going out and you don't expect to come back.
At all, right.
Right.
Yeah, till after camera.
Yeah, that's like Shabbos, you have to light anyway.
Right. Right, where Shalom buys. You're not going to be staying there. Right. That's a good horror. Yeah. Right, leave altogether. Right. So we're going to see something else, though, in a second. But again, I believe, again, you know, that you can be mechalik. I saw one of the contemporary Talmud Chacham in a sefer called Mishmeres Shabbos. You may have seen that series. It's called, I think it was Rabbi Korf, Moshe Mordechai Korf, I think. I got a series on every, it's a little safe on every Yontif. Something Chag B'Chag, Hilchos Chag B'Chag. You ever see that series Chag B'Chag? He has on Chanukah and on Purim and Rosh Hashanah. He has one on Shabbos also. But then he has another sefer called Mishmeres, which is more lumbas. There it's just halacha. So he wants to say that maybe there's a chilek that you know Oneg Shabbos is where the Suda is, Shalom Bayis in the rest of the house. So the woman's kedima is only where the Suda is, but the lights in the rest of the house. That's why the husband can light those because that's the Shalom Bayis purpose. I mean, it seems to me that you know that it's perhaps one. one din. However, despite the fact that we've seemed to have overwhelmed Rashi's comment on that opening Gemara, Rashi in the source number 4 says covered Shabbos, the fact is the Rambam himself also brings up covered Shabbos. And that's source number 24. The Rambam writes in Perek Lamed, the previous Rambam we were talking was in Perek Hay of Hilchos Shabbos. The very end of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Halacha Hay, the Rambam writes, Misader Adam Shulchano Be'erev Shabbos. You should set a nice table on Erev Shabbos. Even though you're not going to eat that much, that's a poor person. But you should still set the table with its finest, you know, the finest ware that you have. Even though you're not going to eat that much. And likewise, Motzoi Shabbos is a different problem. Kedei lechabdo, that's part of kovod, lechnisoso vitzioso, on Shabbos' entry and its departure. And then he writes, v'tzorech lesakon beso v'od yom v'pnei kovod Shabbos. You should also fix up the house, make the house look nice and kovod Shabbos. V'yien nor ner dolok v'shulchar aruch u'mitu mitzah shekol eil lekovod Shabbos hein. Here, the Rambam says, you have a lit candle, and the table should be set, the bed should be made, and so on, the house should look nice, including candles, because that's kol eil lichmod Shabbos hein. So here in Perek Hey, the Rambam called it Oneg Shabbos. Here he says it's Mekovet Shabbos. So naturally, the Mepharsha of the Rambam are bothered by it. So in the Chidusha HaGrath, the Chidusha of Chaim Brisker, Chaim Soloveitchik on the Shas, is what they refer to in the Yeshiva words of Chaim in the stencil. I told you once, I thought that the Briskers have kept an English word alive, because nobody uses the word stencil in English anymore, I don't think. You know, I mean, with computers, it used to be, you know, when you were in elementary school, so stencils, you know, they ran off, but who does that anymore, right? So they now become a word. The Samach Test Nun Samach Yudlamet, stencil. B'chaim in the stencil. Alright, so this is B'chaim in the stencil. B'chaim al Hashas. So the very, because the Briskers, you know, always nervous about, because I'm nervous about a lot of things. One of the things they're nervous about was publishing. So that this we got out of, you're not exactly publishing, you're just running it off. It's not written. I think now by now they've printed in better print. Anyway, in the back of the Chiddush HaGrah HaKalashas, he has a piece, the Shin Lamed Aleph in this edition, Bedin Kovod Shabbos Onik Shabbos, the Hashmatos, this says it's from Magriz, that's all. They said this is from Revelvel. If you write this follows, he quotes the Rambam Perek Hay, who says that it's a Din Onik Shabbos, right? And in Perek Lamed, he says it's they Kovod Shabbos. So which is it? So he says, again, this is Revelvel, right? The Loshon Rambam Tzarech Iyun, Sheperek Hay, Kosher Din Alok, Kosner Dafke B'Shabbos, or Perek Lamed. So first of all, he says in Perek Hay, his Loshon was, you know, Alok, Kosner on Shabbos. Perek Lamed, and he says, like, no kidding. I mean, what are telling us? The old kamash cost of old yom. Hey, shayach hadlaka b'shabbos. The bar itzorch lahadlik mod yom. I mean, you know, kaven the shabbos also lahadlik. We know from other experiences, not a lot of light candles on Shabbos. It's told, oh, but the Shabbos candles you have to light in mod yom. Well, I'd rather, you know. So he says, Medirali, the Malachas Elohim Beis Dinim Nifrodim. Two Tzei Dinim. Surprise. The Mechaim says, the Rebbe says, there's two Dinim. Beis Dinim Nifrodim. The Bechiv Hadlochi Yesh Beis Dinim. Chada Mishum Oneg Shabbos, Vegam Mishum Kovet Shabbos. Guess what? Hadlochas Ner, Rashi's right, Antos is right. You're both right. There's an aspect of Hadlochas Neris on Shabbos, which is Oneg Shabbos. There's an aspect which is Kovet Shabbos. Beim Chalukim Bidineim. The Din Oneg Shayach B'Shabbos Atzmo. Oneg refers to enjoyment on Shabbos itself. Ukmo shar dinim shel oneg, kama achila v'shtia, like eating and drinking, you know, and resting and learning, other things that are oneg Shabbos. Masha eno kin b'din kvod Shabbos, shachir hu kvar v'bod yom, the kvod Shabbos dinim are on Friday, right, when still Friday. Shazel gam kin b'chval kvod Shabbos. The gam in yitzuyor hadlokas b'shabbos atzmo, if you could have such a hechatinsa, you could light on Shabbos, obviously you can't, but even if there were such a hechatinsa, Eino miskayim v'zed din kovod Shabbos. You would not fulfill kovod Shabbos with that, and that's why the Rambam says is you have to be on Erev Shabbos and so on. So that's what the Rambam says. There's really two dinim. Was that shop mishav loshan Rambam? The parak hey ma'ariv din oneg shezevach oneg Shabbos and that chiyav v'shayach dafke b'Shabbos atzmo. Mashena ken parak lamed the shom ma'ariv chiyav hadloka midin kovod Shabbos. So that's why he says it's the kovod Shabbos, and that's talking about Erev Shabbos. So that's some chayim's chiluk. Yeah, the Rambam.
Right.
It'd still be covered, but not exactly. Okay, the truth is, not in the same terminology, but the Aruch HaShulchan. Not, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan is not from the Briskers, but the saying doesn't talk about Tzei Dinim, but the Aruch HaShulchan says really more or less the same thing. If you take a look in Source 25. The Aruch HaShulchan begins with the Rambam Perek Hay of Hilchos Shabbos, right? And we're talking about that it's Oneg Shabbos, and then At the end, he writes, and at the end of Sivala, he raised an interesting question. He said, but wait a second, if it's a din just in Oneg Shabbos, so why are you making a brocha? We don't make a brocha on the other things of Oneg Shabbos. We don't make a special brocha on eating three meals. That's Oneg Shabbos too. There's no special. I mean, you wash, you make those brochas, make kiddush. But if you don't have a special brocha, Rosh Hashulchan writes, the afal gab dal kol Oneg Shabbos ein revorchen, miru hadlokas haner hoysot hakon b'fnei atzmo, kudamrinan our gemara, hadlokas ner b'shabbos chova, upirish rashi v'kol kol Shabbos and so on. Good. So get his own brocha. In Siv Beis, he then writes, Arambam atzmo perik lam rochahei, right, so what's going on? So he says on the second line, without Reb Chaim's terminology, with the same concept. The tarvayu is nahu. They're both correct. The b'makom she'ochlen have a mikvod Shabbos, over shari chadarm have a me'oned Shabbos, or yikosho v'lichoso. He says, in the room where you're eating, that's covered Shabbos, to have the room look nice and so on and so forth. The rest of the house, you have the lights so people don't stumble over each other, that's oned Shabbos. Okay, and he quotes the other pasuk, and so on, we mentioned. That's why you have a bracha, because Ner Shabbos is unique. It has an aspect of Kovod Shabbos and an aspect of Oneg Shabbos. That's why they made a separate special takana, and they even attached a bracha to it. So, Aruch HaShulchan, again, it's not exactly the same, but more or less the same svara. The truth of the matter is the Vilna Gaon is the one who mentioned this distinction before Velva and before the Aruch HaShulchan. The Vilna Gaon, it's actually in Hilchos Yomtov, interestingly enough, source 26, the Vilna Gaon writes, what is the difference in Kavod and Oneg? That's in source 26. The Gaon is in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Kuf Chav Tes. Okay, the Dimaskul Shazehu. He quotes the Rambam in both places, and he says, the Rambam mentioned, really, there are two mitzvahs in the Torah connected to Shabbos, Zohar and Shomer. The Rambam uses this lashon, two mitzvahs in the Torah, Zohar and Shomer. And then the Divrei Sofrim, Divrei Kabbalah, you have Oneg and Kavod. Both Oneg and Kavod are in those psukim Yeshaya, Perak Nun Ches. If a karsal Shabbos Oneg, Lekdosh Hashem, Mechubad. Some people say those psukim by Kiddush during the day, right? Toshim Shabbos Raglecha, and so on. So it says, karsal Shabbos Oneg. Oneg with Gosh Hashem Mechubad. So again, both Oneg and Kavod. So the Vilna Gaon writes, the Rosh Salomer, to look at the end of source 26. Oneg hu b'Shabbos atzmo. The Kavod hu b'Erev Shabbos. That's the chilek between Oneg and Kavod, says the Gaon. Oneg is those things you do in deference to Shabbos on Shabbos proper. And Kavod are those things you do in advance of Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. That's what the Gaon, again, he's not talking about Lukas Neves per se. But he says, but now apply what the Vilna Gaon says in terms of just understanding the difference in Kavod and Oneg. Kavod is those things you do on Friday, you know, like cleaning the house and taking a bath and, you know, putting everything in order and making the thing, sweeping up and everything else. That's Kavod Shabbos, or preparing the food. Oneg Shabbos, those things on Shabbos. You take what the Gaon says, and then you can come up with the Rosh Hashulchan wrote, or the Chaim wrote, or the Revelva wrote, that the candles have both aspects to it. Yeah.
It's interesting what happens in the Shul, in
Bukhom Sibur,
if the lights go out,
they
air
conditioning
out, because you don't ask somebody, that might be an example of
Oneg Shabbos, yeah, that's
when they're to...
Even to Miron Ach, and Malcolm Tsar, okay, could be, good. Yeah. Electric light. Yeah, you make it a little nicer. That's real fancy. Good. Could be. Now, the truth is, the base, since we talked about Chaim and the Velva, so the base Halevi, which is not on the sheet, the base Halevi has a tshuva, in the Chelak Aleph, his tshuva Simon Yud Aleph, okay? He mentions, I'll read through it, he says, he talks about the issue of the bracha, and so on, quotes that Tosus, and he says, quotes that Yerushalmi that we mentioned, he says, "Hare the gama baye moda the mechuyav lahadlik ner b'erev Shabbos." Abaye who asked the original kasha. So let the guy walk out of the room. And we started that. The Rishmol says you can't light with certain materials because it will smell bad. The Rava says the reason is because he's going to walk out of the room. So Abaye says let him walk out. So Beis Halevi says the gama baye moda the mechuyav lahadlik ner b'erev Shabbos. Raksvila the yochel adliko shalob mokum sudoso. Light it somewhere else. It smells bad, so light it where you're not going to eat. Right? The gam kashiyot zilisa mokum acher sabi v'tzarach. Omar the Tzvila Abaye, the Iker HaMitzvah Shel HaHadlaka Mishum Kvod Shabbat. It doesn't matter whether you're going to be in that room or not. The house should look like it has light in it. So if it smells bad, you go to a different room. That's Abaye. The Beis Halevi says that was the Shita of Abaye. So let the guy walk out of the room. So what? He's still Mekayim HaHadlaka's Ner. He's still Mekayim Kvod Shabbat. The house looks pretty and so on and so forth. Okay? However, that's what Rabbi said to him. That Loka Guvah Mekayim Kvod Shabbat. Afagav Duwe No Sham. That Loka itself is, you know, even though you're not there, there's still an Indian of honor, right? That there's light in there. I mean, that's what they say with regards to even the menorah. And the Gemara says the menorah. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu needs there to be light there, no, the light makes it more dignified looking, right? It makes, you know, lights are on and so on, makes it look more chashuv. However, the Rabbah hosted lo to milvad chiyav hadlaka mishum kovid Shabbos. The Rabbah responded to Abaye was in addition to the chiyav because of kovid Shabbos. There's two things. Al covered Shabbos, Abaye is right. Okay, but al oneg, so that's why you need to have the candles in a place where you're going to eat, otherwise you'll walk out of the room and so on. Okay, that's the base. Halevi has this episode, huh?
But that you would have to ignore Rashi.
Rashi doesn't work for this, right. The Rama works. Right, the covered, yeah. The Rashi says, correct. Okay. Yeah, it's funny. I noted that also. It's interesting. And the Aruch HaShulchan brings up the Rashi. I don't know. It could be. But again, the Yisod that has both aspects, and however you learn it, it's correct. Whatever you learn it, I think, the Yisod is there. What's interesting is the Tagos Maimonios. You're going to reshow in source number 27 back on the sheet. Tagos Maimonios says an interesting Nusach HaBrocha, which is not in the Yisham that we have, but he says, Chayn b'yamtiv nagu l'hadlik ner, to yamtiv also, Chayn is Yisham, v'hagamay k'day, maybe k'dayayin, hamadlik ner b'yamtiv, tzorch l'ach asher, k'shon z'al hadlik ner sh'yamtiv, u'beperak haroe, Yerushalmi g'asin l'hadlik ner l'chvod yamtiv, and saying to my Shabbos, the Kavos of Shabbos, Omer l'chvod Shabbos, it's not our Nusach, but apparently there was a Nusach that the actual Brocha was, asher k'shon z'al l'hadlik ner l'chvod Shabbos. Okay, so that's just an interesting side point. Now, some, based on keeping this point in mind, so some raised the question about lighting. We saw in Tosa before, Rabbi Natan rejected it. But Tosa said some say you should have no bracha at all. Why? What's the matter with the bracha? So the truth of the matter is, there is a Gemara in Menachos, which I have pinned at the bottom of the page 28, source 28, Mem Beis and Beis. We have a general rule about brachas. The Gemara says, "Alav ha'in the time of kol mitzvah, the asiyosa gemar mitzvah, gon milo." So then, Bisrael tzarach levara. The kol mitzvah, the asiyosa lo gemar mitzvah, gon tefillin. So Bisrael ain't tzarach levara. Tosis, the Gemara there is wondering, when do we make a bracha? When do we not make a bracha? So let's say that you're making tefillin. Yeah, you're a sofer, you're writing tefillin, or you're working on the leather, whatever it is. We don't make a bracha. So Gemara says, whenever the act that you're doing, that is the end, there's nothing to do with this mitzvah comes after this. So then that's asiyosa gemara mitzvah, then you make a bracha. But if you're doing something which is not the end of the game, when you make the tefillin, that's not the end, there's still the mitzvah of putting on the tefillin, then you don't make a bracha. A sukkah, let's say building a sukkah, right? Obviously you have to have a sukkah. So in order to be able to make the mitzvah, sit in the sukkah, I have to build the sukkah. But building a sukkah is not a mitzvah, because that's not the gemara mitzvah. When the sukkah is built, you're not done. Now the sukkah is built, you still have to sit in the sukkah. So therefore you don't make a bracha. I'm not talking now mitzvah, you know, heksher mitzvah, ksuba Torah, but that's the classic heksher mitzvah, right? When you're doing something that's important, but it's not the end of the game, so there's no bracha. No one says it's not important. It may even be that's mitzvah by Yosef Mishucho, that whole lumdus, that famous nativ, you know, in the beginning of the shultos and brief, and the very end of the shultos. There's a whole essay on sukkah, the sukkah topic, right? Hechsher mitzvah ksuva Torah, because it says chag of sukkah is taseh, right? Or by tzitzit is the same thing. You also learn tzitzit, you learn taseh. So the action of, but I'll call upon it, we don't make a brocha. We don't make a brocha upon tying tzitzit. Of course, you have to tie the tzitzit onto the beggar in order to have a proper beggar, but that's not the Gemara mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara says here. So we look at the next source based on this. So the Rambam, and the Rambam Paskins like this. The Rambam is source number 29 Paskins this way. Kol mitzvah shasiyosa hi gmar chiyuva mivarach b'shas asiyah. V'chol mitzvah sheyesh achar asiyosa tzivui acher eina mivarach ala b'shas shosa tzivui achron. Like we just said, Kesar, ho'os esukyo lulav ha'shofar tzitzit tzvila mezuzah eina mivarach b'shas asiyah. You don't make a bracha when you write the mezuzah, you write the tzvila, because you don't say asher k'shon tzvila Yosel Sukkah, Lulav, Olichto Tfilin, Meshiyesh Achar Siyosel Tzibur Acher, because there's another commandment still. Ve'im Asim Rok, B'shar Shiyesh B'sukkah, O Kishin Aneh Alulav, O Kishish Makot Shofar, O Kishish Atim B'tzitzis, O Mishas Delishas Tfilin, O Mishas Kriyas Mizuzah. Aval Imo Samakeh, where what's the mitzvah? It's to build the makeh. So when you build the makeh, that's the whole thing, it's done. Then, Mivark B'shas Asiyah, Shrek Hashas Hama, Lassos Makeh, V'chein Kol Kriyotzah B'zeh. So on the basis of this idea that Mordechai quotes from Rabbeinu Meshulam, so from the 30, one of the Balei Atosus, Rabbeinu Meshulam, lo hayam mivarach alad lakas haner, mishum damrina perakat chelas, kol mitzvah shein asiyosik mar melechas mitzvosa, ein rochel ab, and ner Shabbos, ein gemar asiyosa ela b'shas achila. He holds that you're lighting candles, but the whole idea is to have the candles we eat, so at the time when you do the mice, have lakas, says Rabbeinu Meshulam, no, so that's not the gemar mitzvah, that's like building the sukkah, that's like writing the tefillin. So therefore you don't make a bracha, okay, because ain't gemara said al b'shas achila, and he quotes a gemara like that. If a real mayor she yesh levarach, lo kasher matchelas, no kasher menachas. The gemara mitzvah says he sharon bol shamesh b'bayis release kelim al shulchan. There's still things you can do with it on Friday afternoon. You need to see this at the table and so on and so forth. But again, yeah. Al bir chametz, that's an interesting question. That's the beginning of the process. I think that's considered one, when we should really make the bracha, when we burn the chametz. Al bir chametz we make at the beginning of the bedikas chametz. So what's the teretz? I think they said because it's one long mahalach. That's considered one, it's an interesting question. Good question.
Why is hadlachas very different than with the meal? Whereas in the meal, the end result is I have a
meal. Yeah, so that's
a, Right.
So that's another mitzvah and shecha. So the truth is that with Mila, that's a lamdisha question as to what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah, I think one of my children, one of my boys, I spoke about that at the bris. Now, whether the mitzvah is the maisa Mila or it's to be a nemo. Right? And there's evidence both ways. I mean, some say that's why there are two brachas. Because one, why do you have two brachas? One is a shecha, so Alamila is the more cut, and a father says, "La Hashem Vishal Avraham." You know that's ongoing. Okay. Yeah, I was saying.
He's not an
oral. Right. The fact is that's a question. Also, a bracha and a chalos. Our Salvation talked about sometimes a bracha and a halachic status change. You know, that's what he says about shechita. Okay. Anyway, but I want to focus on this idea that the Rebbe Meshulam holds, and I printed on a page. I don't have so much time to look at it inside, but yeah, I have three sources: 31, 32, and 33 from the Sefer Yosher Rebbeinu Tam. Okay, that's the Rebbeinu Tam, one of Rebbeinu Tam's sorim, the Chelek Hatshuvas. So in the source 31. It's Simon Mem Hey Os Dalitz. He quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam. If you look maybe four lines down, he quotes that Rabbeinu Meshulam. He says, "Tam Ach Rabbeinu Meshulam Mishum Damrina Perakat Chelas Kol Mitzvah She'ain La Sosa Gemar Melechas Mitzvah Ain Rochel El." Okay, you don't have a bracha. However, at the end, he quotes that many paskin you do. He quotes the Machzor Vitri and the Sadrigon and the Yodoygon and various other brachas that we don't find, because another problem is it's not a bracha in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mention it. You don't have that bracha in the Gemara. You know, but near Hanukkah, the Gemara has the bracha written in the Gemara. So we have other brachas which don't exist in the days of the Gemara, but some people do make Asher Tzog Egos when you get married, other brachas. Rabbeinu Tam writes, again, in the same section, Sefer Yosher Simon Men Zion Ozvav, he says, "Time of the Mistabrish Ein Adlokos of Gemara Mitzvah." So Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. You look in Source 33, we'll skip right to that, Simon Men Ches Ozvav in the Sefer Yosher Kelech HaTshuvas, he writes on the second line, "Holesa, she is Gemara Mitzvah. He says the maisa is done when you light it. True, there is some value when you light Hanukkah candles. Now, 20 minutes later, some people walk by, they see the candles, and they're now pursuing Nisa. So we're going to say that, look, Hanukkah is not the Gemara Mitzvah because the pursuing Nisa could come later? No, the maisa is done, just the impact may be later. So here, too, the impact of Shalom Bayis is later. So I think Rabbeinu Tam is saying, but according to what we were saying, maybe there's no kasha to get the whole issue doesn't get off the ground because covet itself is part of the mitzvah. Even if you don't have to split it that way. As if we look at what the Achronim said, what the Chaim said, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Beis HaLevi, based on that Vilna Gaon path, that the covet is an independent thing, so they don't have to say it. You know, there is the mice of covet is done. It is Gemara Mitzvah. So happens to be this, and maybe that's what Rabbeinu Tam is driving at. There's another aspect associated with it. But right now, the mice was done. The mice of covet took place when I lit it before Shabbos at Lichtenstein time. True, like Nechad. The mice is done. There could be Pursuma Nisa in a half hour from now. But right now, there is a mice HaMitzvah. The truth is that in the Chuvus of one of the collection of Chuvus of Shlomo Kluger, we'll move to wrap up the Shalos of Chuvus, Uvacharta Vachaim. It's one of the collections of tshuvas from Rav Shlomo Kluger. So at the end of Siman Tes, he has this, again, doesn't say it the way we're saying it, but I think it's the same idea. He says, how do you say l'hadlik ner shel Shabbos? That's his bottle. It's not Shabbos yet. Right? How do you say the word l'hadlik ner shel Shabbos? It's in Shabbos right now. Right? That's all the hag, the Gemakayim and so on. So he says, especially he says, havlaka osa mitzvah, like you know from Hanukkah, and especially the famous kasha, the Nukha Yosef, you know, if you hold, Baba Kama, the famous Nukha Yosef, so if you hold that isho, you're damaged by fire. So how do you say isho mishum chitzo, right? The Gemara says, you're damaged by fire. I light the fire over here, now it burns over there. So the Nukha Yosef asks, and second paragraph of a comma, if we hold Ish Mishum Chitzo, so then, because what you do now, what will you do later on, it's as if you did it right now, so therefore, you're responsible for the damage. I lit the fire over here. Now, 15 minutes later, it did damage over there, but I'm responsible. She says, how do you light candles on Shabbos? I light the candles on Friday, but it's burning on Shabbos, so it's as if I lit it on Shabbos. That's the famous Sakasha, right? So he says, the answer is no, because it's as if when you do damage with a fire, it's as if I did it all right now. As soon as I lit the fire, as if the damage happened then too. So as if you lit an Arab Shabbos, as if when it burns on Shabbos, everything goes back to the mice and Arab Shabbos. That's a lumbishic question. There was a lot of people talking. I think we once spoke about it at Hanukkah time. But anyway, he says, in Cain, so it's the same thing here too. The Tzivan Lahadik Neshul Shabbos, Harim Adlik Verer Shabbos, Rakti Yishlomar, Cain and the Havi Al Kopon and Hefshir Mitzvah, Shir Or B'Shabbos, and it's not possible. So then it's like, it is considered Ner Shabbos. That's what he says. He said it's like compares it to the person called Ochel B'Chi, an Arab Kippur eat, so that enhances the fast on Yom Kippur. I spoke about this year, last year, Shabbos, this past year, Shabbos, really. So, I call Ochel B'chi, so it's as if it's the same kind of thing here. Again, he's trying to assign significance to the act of lighting. And again, it's the same svar, but the way we said it before, you don't need all that because with the Yisod of. Huh? Right, so that's where you link them together. Right, that's true. But again, what I want to say is, you don't need, in other words, he says, really the ikkar is the oneg, the bracha relate to that. That's what he's saying. The bracha relates to the oneg that happens later. But according to our Yisod, you don't need to come to that, right? The hadlok itself is not a hetzer. The hadlok is not a hetzer, that's what I'm trying to say. What we're saying, we want to say, the hadlok is not a hetzer. The hadlok itself is a din in kovod. Okay? Now, based on all of this, I was just suggesting before we wrap up, maybe that's the distinction also between the two reasons about why the woman has kadima with the mitzvah of hadlok is ner on Shabbat. We said before clearly, it's a mitzvah for men and for women. But the women have a kadima. We had one reason because they're busy with the household, and two, because it's a tikkun for the chayt ba'adam arishon. So I was thinking maybe the preference of the woman, that relates to the inyan of oneg Shabbos, because they took away pleasure, they took away shalom bias, right? Unfortunately, the woman fed the man, adam arishon, chava fed him, neitadas, and so on, so she has to do a tikkun for that. So there, and she goring tsar. So the aspect of hadlokas neris on Shabbos, the oneg Shabbos aspect, so that the women have kadima, so to speak, because they have to be misake in that. Okay, and therefore it belongs to her more. However, the issue of COVID, so the issue of COVID Shabbos, the only reason the woman have kadima there is for that aspect of it, is because she's around the house. She's doing all the other things on Erev Shabbos. Like the Gaon said, everything you do on Erev Shabbos, that's COVID Shabbos. So since the woman's around the house more, so she has that. But if the husband's around and he wants to participate, so either of you should participate. And with this, we wrap up. And as Jackie said it before, the Rekiva Eger writes, in the Tosfos Rekiva Eger to the Mishnah in Shabbos, Parak Beis, Mishnah Rav, it is Os Mem Beis. He says about, you know, the Gemara's Lashon is, that the woman is b'nida b'chalav adlokas haner. Okay, so he says he's bothered by the lashon. Why don't you just say nida chala ner? Just say ner. Why adlokas haner? So he says hatana rotzal rames l'madisa b'tikunei zohar shabal habayis yisaken es haneros v'ishlo tavlik. Quotes the tikunei zohar wherever he got that from. So he says the woman light, but the husband should set up the candles. Okay, and that's why it says adlokas ner lomar the tikun lav alo rame. The setting up does. Now the truth is, I have on the pages over here, if you take a look in the last couple of sources, 34 is Or Chaim Siman Reish Samach Dalet in Sif Tes. It says, look at the last line, we'll say the Ramah, when we call Mokom Nagu Lahadli Kapsil Chabosa, there's a minute to light the wick and then blow it out. Why? So that later on, when the woman lights, it'll catch more quickly. I guess with our candles, maybe it's not such a problem. In the olden times, that was needed. Kedei shetia mechurecha setechos ba'or yafa. And the Shabura comments in 35, Sukkot Chav Chesus, and Reish Sarasana Talad, v'zeh yaseh ish mitchila. It's proper for the man to do that. And Yaakov Emden writes that also. You don't have it, but his sitter, Yaakov Emden, Mosach HaShabbos, the prozo, the din of Erev Shabbos, Os Chav Tes, he says, al habal mutol hachonas haneir. Peros, Vashemen, Vapsilos, Vaisham Adlikam. And he says that he happens to write that if a man runs and lights the candles, he does have to pay our Sarazahum. But leaving that out, the point is it's a man's responsibility to set it up. Okay, and I think that's the practice in many homes. The men put out the light there, or they put the candles in, or whatever, they do some kind of act in setting it up. That's how it says in the stipler, the Orchas Rabbeinu. The Kilos Yaakov in the first volume on page Kuf Aleph on Hagas Orachayim Ozayin. Moreover, Rabbi Shlita Mechin Baatzmo, he would set up the candles himself. And the Chayin Marna Chazonish, the Chazonish, they all did this themselves because that became the husband's responsibility. In fact, the truth is a very fascinating thing. I saw in the I have the Shulchan Aruch Harav also. It says that I printed on the last source, but I came across in the Shira Shabbos Kilchos a very interesting. He says that this is in Perik. This is in the second Chelik. It's Perik. So he quotes the whole thing. It's a mitzvah on men and women, but the women should have the priority, as we mentioned, but the husband should do something. And he writes in Os Mem Aleph Shamati, he doesn't say from whom, but the Mikan Haminig Shachosan Kone Lechala Shalom Pemuto Shatadik Ben Neir Shabbos Akre Chasana. The Minig in most places, no one when a couple gets married, it's the husband's family buys the leichter. No, I think that's the Minig in Arayam Hazeh, right? Why does the husband's in-laws buy the leichter? Why? Because that way, every time she lights, he had a share in the mitzvah, right? He got it ready. Maybe this particular Shabbos, he didn't take it out of the cabinet and put it on the table, but the fact is, he bought the lighter. His parents bought the lighter. And finally, I would just say, maybe that's a little bit merumas in the pasuk, because it says, go back to the pasuk we started with, in source one, v'atot tetzaveh, so tetzaveh is loshon noshim tzivah, right? But then it says, v'atot tetzaveh, es b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu elecha. The b'nei Yisrael should bring it up, should set it up. Ad the noshim, it commands to light the candle. But the women and men also have a B'nai Yisrael also should be the Yikwele in Lahalos Ne'atami. Agutavah.